Welcome to basketball as the Blue and Lady Hawks are traveling tonight to Chautauqua to take on the Lady Bulldogs in what could be the biggest game of the year in the regular season. As both teams enter tonight's game 9-1, tied for the conference title, and this game is for all the marbles. Ironically, Boomer is sitting at 9-1 with a loss to Cumberland early in the season, Cumberland's only conference win. But Chautauqua's only loss came in the first matchup between these two teams as they dropped a 39-36 decision to the Lady Hawks in Bloomer. Both teams are ranked in state basketball polls. Bloomer is creeping up in Division II, and Chautauqua is established themselves in Division III. So they will not meet in the playoffs once the WIA tournament gets underway. But tonight, game two of this powerhouse matchup. Starting for Bloomer tonight, we have number 13, Kelsey Seibels. A 5'7 sophomore, Kelsey is stepping in for the injured Amber Homey. Also at guard, number 23, Crystal Parr, the 5'6 senior, has been on fire lately from outside. Megan Sibbers, the diminutive 5'5 speedster, completes the backcourt for Bloomer. And up front, we have the two Twin Towers seniors, Samantha Meyer and Jordan Olson. Samantha at 6 feet, Jordan at 5'11", and their job is key tonight as Chautauqua did not match up well in the first meeting on the board as Bloomer was able to get several putback opportunities with offensive rebounds. For Chautauqua, the starters include Ellie Bailey. Ellie is the leading scorer in the conference with 16.3 a game. Nicole Christensen leads the conference in assists. These two dynamic players have carried Chautauqua all season long, and they are the key in this matchup as well. Rounding up out the lineup will be number 30, Jessica Solem, number 44, Michael Sanders, and number 24, I'll make that number 51, Allison Mattson at 6'1", provides the height. First shot of the game by Samantha Meyer is off, knocked out of bounds. Chautauqua will take the ball up floor against a Bloomer man-to-man press. Seibel in the backcourt against number 14. Ball is passed out of bounds off the hands of Nicole Christensen. Ellie Bailey was bringing the ball up. As Christensen cut to the middle, the ball went behind her. Turnover for Chautauqua. Bloomer on D. Number 30, Jessica Solem, is on Crystal Parr. She'll be hounding her all night long. Ball back to Samantha Meyer. Over to Megan Sibbers. Sibbers drives down the middle of the lane. Kicks out to Kelsey Seibel. She passes over to Parr. Inside to Sam Myers. Little jumper up and off. A little too long. Dug out of there by Kelsey Seibel. Over to Sibbers. Back inside to Jordan Olson. She goes back over to Sam Myers, and it's in. 2-0 Bloomer. Nice pass by Jordan Olson as Sam knocked down an 8-footer. Christensen is hounded up the floor by Megan Sibbers. Great job. Swing it around now to Mattson. Mattson looking down inside. Back out top. Now down in the corner to Sanders. Christensen thinking about a 25-footer. Wow. Nothing but net. She hesitated, and when Bloomer didn't come out, she knocked it down 3-2 Chautauqua on that long three-pointer by Megan Christensen, or Nicole Christensen. Crystal Parr dribbling down left side, has it. A screen, takes the shot, and she hits the three. Nice screen that time. Got it open. She dribbled to the corner, knocked down the three without any hesitation. 5-3 Bloomer. Christensen is really working hard with Sibbers guarding her all over the floor. If Megan can stay out of foul trouble, that'll be one tough matchup. Christensen is taller, but Sibbers is lightning quick. Ellie Bailey underneath. She is going to be in trouble, but what do we have? They bailed her out with a foul call. It will look like a certain three-second call, but Jordan Olson hit her on the arm as she was pivoting. So Chautauqua will take the ball out of bounds, 5-3. Bloomer leading. Bailey to pass it in. Into Matson in the corner. Bloomer into a zone and the out-of-bounds look. Solemn has the ball tipped by Seibel. Seibel knocks the ball over to Jordan Olson. Bloomer has the ball. Back up court with Sivers. Still in that man-to-man. Off the par over the top. Into the post to Sam Meyer. Back outside to Sivers. Good ball movement. Into Kelsey Seibel. As she, oh, a lot of contact on the body. You've got to question that call. Ellie Bailey takes it all the way down for a layup. Under pressure. 5-5. Tied up again. Officials let that go. That may be the way they'll call it tonight. Letting some of that contact go. Ball swung over to Sivers on the right side. Sivers down the lane to the middle. Down to Myers. Back to Seibel. Myers again. Sivers back in the middle of the lane. Off to Jordan Olson. Good passing by Bloomer, but good penetration, but patience as well. Into Jordan Olson. Left-hander up and off. Jordan goes after that rebound, but knocks it out of bounds. She tried to sweep through that left-handed hook. Ball came off the rim. She battled for it, knocked it out of bounds. Back to man-to-man pressure, bringing the ball up the floor. Christensen has the ball, dogged by Sivers. Down to Solomon in the corner. Top of the key to Bailey. Guarded by Kelsey Seibel. Again, a size mismatch, but tough defensive plays. And the ball is stolen by Sam Meyer on the inbounds pass. Off to Crystal Parr. Bloomer has the ball again, bringing the ball up the floor. 5-5. 4:24 on the clock and counting. Top of the key to Seibel. The left wing, Sivers, down in the corner to Sam Meyer. Good defense by Sanders. Off top again. Seibel got screened from Jordan. She's going to look. Nope, she'll hold on. Over to Parr. Inside of Jordan. Olson knocked away by Matson on the pass from Crystal Parr. Oh, good defensive play as Christensen was trying to go to the basket, tipped away almost off Christensen, but Megan Sivers did get a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds underneath. Chautauqua ball, 3:59. Score is still 5-5. Defensive intensity is amazing. You're not going to see many easy baskets tonight. Back out front for Sanders. Back to the corner this time. Christensen into Ellie Bailey. She drives. Jordan Olson's going to pick up her second foul. Bailey, a great drop step. Now, normally in man coverage, Kelsey Seibel has Ellie Bailey, but in the zone, Bloomer got stuck with Ellie Bailey on down low on Jordan Olson. Good hard drive to the basket. Jordan Olson picks up her second foul, and Bailey goes to the line for two. First one is good. Olson's going to come out. Into the game comes Bridget Rediger. Sivers comes out. Elise Schemenauer comes into the game. 5'6 junior. Second shot by Bailey. Up and good. Chautauqua takes a 7-5 lead. 3:50 on the clock. Crystal Parr brings the ball up. No pressure, full court. Over to Schemenauer. Back to Kelsey Seibel. Over to Crystal Parr. She lines up a 22-footer. It's going to be off. Dug out of the right by Seibel. Seibel drives hard to the hole. Reach in that time. Who's going to get it? Looks like Christensen. No, Ellie Bailey. Ellie Bailey picks up the foul. So she has her first. She texts first. Crystal Parr will throw it in out of bounds underneath the basket. Into the corner of Seibel. Back up outside to Schemenauer. Cross to Sam Meyer. Sam Meyer goes to the hole. There's a layup too hard and off. Great drive by Sam, but she just overlaid that time. And Matson came up with a rebound off to Nicole Christensen. Oh, there we got a double dribble. Nice play that time as Alicia Schemenauer came shooting through for the steal. Didn't get it, but forced Christensen to leave her feet. Came down with the basketball and dribbled again. Double dribble. Good pressure defense by the Lady Hawks. Bridget Rediger off to Sam Meyer inside for a basket. What a drive by Rediger and a quick lift to the opposite side of Meyer for the basket. Oh, Crystal Parr with a body bump in the backcourt on number 22. Megan S. Farmer is back in the game now. Ms. Famer is a sophomore, 5'5". So Parr picks up her first foul, third team for Bloomer. We've got Schemenauer and Rediger off the bench now in the game. Still for Bloomer. Jordan Olsen and Kelsey Seibel getting a breather. Bloomer is only going to go so deep on their bench. S. Famer drives to the basket. She is short on the shot, and there's a big battle underneath. The ball rolls off somebody's foot, and the officials are going to say it was Shatek touching the ball. Bloomer gets it underneath and will bring it up court. Megan Sivers to bring it. The throw down into the post. Sam Meyer, she makes a move. Up in, short. Wow, Sam has got to be a little more aggressive on that move. They've got that mismatch. There's a steal by Sivers. 2-on-1 coming down. Oh, Sivers loses control. She picks it back up. Parr driving to the basket. And she knocks it down. It hung on the rim, but it fell for a 9-7 lead for Bloomer. Crystal Parr came off that wing screen. Last time she settled for the three, but this time as the defender slid off, Crystal went right to the basket for the left-handed layup. It hung on the rim and fell, and Bloomer has a 9-7 lead, and Shatek will take a timeout at the 2:11 mark. Exciting basketball here. A lot of skill. A lot of skill on hand. Some nice passing inside. Crystal Parr now has 5 points. Now has 5. Bloomer has been doing a nice job on the boards, limiting Shatek to one shot. Shatek will throw the ball back inbounds into Ellie Bailey. Bailey on top, guarded by Seibel. Dribbles to the left, trying to isolate her. Good defense by Seibel. She is very physical. Back outside to Bailey from Mattson. Bailey into the corner, this time to Sanders. Sand dribbles out. Inside to a Spamer. She is going to be locked up off, and Sam Meyer gets the rebound. Spamer forced one up in traffic. Nice rebound by Sam Meyer. Crystal Parr, top of the key, to the left side to Megan Sivers. Back to Alicia Schemenauer. To the wing to Seibel. Seibel being very patient. Into the corner to Schemenauer. Back to Parr. Wing high into Myers. Back out to the side of Schemenauer. Oh, Schemenauer is short. Picked up by Kelsey Seibel, and she's blocked out of bounds by Ellie Bailey. That is the second time Ellie Bailey has nearly picked up a foul. They got into early foul trouble at Bloomer, Christensen and Bailey did, and that certainly affected the outcome of that game. Crystal Parr inbounds pass to Megan Sivers, 2 on the layup. Beautiful pass by Parr as Sivers used her quickness to get inside and knock it down. Sam Meyer is going to pick up the foul. Nice passing inside as number 4 comes off the bench. Danielle Akins, a 5'10 junior, throws up a left-hander. Didn't have much of a chance of going in, but Sam Meyer made body contact. That'll be the 4th foul on Bloomer and Sam's first foul. And Akins will go to the line for 2. First shot is up and good. to 8 now, 1:14 on the clock. Second shot up and off. Rebounded by Bridget Rediger. Nice job by Rediger that time. So 11-8, Bloomer has the lead. Up high to Megan Sivers. Over to Kelsey Seibel. Back to the wing to Sivers. Sivers looking, being very patient. Top of the key to Crystal Parr. Swings over to Seibel. You got that three-guard look out there with the two big forwards down low. Sam Myers with a shot from the elbow. This flicked it in against that zone. Sam turned, shot, knocked it down. And Shatek breaks the man-to-man pressure as Spamer gets free. Nice job of defense by Bloomer. Inside to Ellie Bailey, and that's money. She had a size of this match when she gets that low against Seibel, and she was just able to bank it home. Sivers with the penetration off to Crystal Parr. Rebounded by Sivers. We'll make that Bridget Rediger who had the shot. Scores 13-10. Sam Myers on top over the wing. They're in a zone look this time. Crystal Parr tries to thread a pass down the middle to Bridget Rediger. Throws it behind her, and it's out of bounds. Shatek ball. Looks like Shatek is in a matchup zone now. That's giving Bloomer a new look. It'll take him a little time, I think, to solve that. Here's a long pass up the floor to Christensen. She is going to be tripped by Megan Sivers as Sivers reached for the steal. That's the 15th foul. Ball will be underneath to Shatek. Sivers' first foul as well. Bloomer's spreading out the fouls, but two more fouls, and Shatek will be in the bonus. 1.2 seconds. Inside to Christensen. She's wide open. Oh, Bloomer fell asleep there. Christensen actually pulled the trigger a little early while she was in the air. It came off, and Bloomer takes a 13-10 lead as the first quarter ends. Exciting action as Bloomer has made some brilliant passes. And they've gotten some very good looks. They've been in a shooting slump early in the season, but now they've had plenty of opportunities to knock down some good looks tonight, and they've done that. For Shatek, it's been play dominated by Ellie Bailey and Nicole Christensen, as we had expected. Christensen brings the ball up the floor. Every chance they get, she tries to penetrate and pass. She's the assist leader in the conference, averaging almost 5 assists a game. And Bailey is trying to get down inside with the mismatch on Seibel. Seibel is bulldog tough inside, but if she gets low enough, it's going to be very difficult to defend. And Seibel is getting help from Sam Myers. Sam Myers coming off of Sanders to make a couple of defensive plays on Bailey. There's Sivers on Nicole Christensen. Swing outside that time to Mattson. Back to Christensen on the wing. She's looking, using her height. She can, at this 5'11 height playing guard, she can stand and look. Sivers forces her into a travel. Sivers got her out on the wing as she picked up her dribble, hounded every move she made, and forced her to drag her foot. Turnover for Shatek. Bloomer takes over. Sivers bringing the ball up the floor. There's a foul on Christensen. Sivers tried to enter the ball to the high post to Sam Myers. Christensen was a step late, and she will pick up the foul. It'll be her first. Bailey and Christensen have the two team fouls for Shatek. Sivers with a long shot, rebounded by Jordan Olsen underneath. Jordan up and in. 15-10, Bloomer. Solem in the backcourt, giving Nicole Christensen a rest there. Sivers has just been creating havoc. She's just banging inside to Ellie Bailey. Triple teamed. She fights her way out of that. Off. Rebounded by Jordan Olsen. There's two rebounds for Olsen that are big. She got into early foul trouble. That's what they need her to do. Off the wing to Seibel. Seibel down in the corner. Olsen swings all the way across the floor. Over to Sam Meyer down inside. There's a foul call as Meyer was pushed by number 30, Solem. Third team foul on Shatek. First foul on Solem. Bloomer will take it out. Kelsey Seibel. Inside to Megan Sivers. Off. Jordan Olsen battles for the rebound. And it's a tie-up. Sivers was in the land of the Giants there. Shot quickly. Jordan Olsen hustled to get on that rebound. And Bloomer will retain possession underneath. Seibel back with the basketball underneath. Looking out top. Long pass to Crystal Parr. Over to the wing to Sivers. Sivers trying to penetrate. Swings to Parr. There's a three-pointer. It's off. She's not going to get many looks. Sivers steals the ball from Christensen on the weak side. Sivers is playing a whale of a game. Inside, back to the top, the key to Seibel, over to Sivers. Very patient. Swings the ball over to Parr. Inside to Seibel. Oh, Seibel drops it. She's going to be able to scramble to force a jump ball. It'll be Chitek, but oh, that went straight through Kelsey Seibel's hands and a nice cutting pass from Crystal Parr. She was just trying to make a play before she had control of that basketball. Chitek breaks the press. Ellie Bailey passes out to Nicole Christensen on top of the key. Over to Solemn. Three-pointer. It is in and out. Battled by Samantha Meyer. Tips it over to Crystal Parr. Crystal brings the ball up off that rebound. Swings it over. 15-10, Bloomer. 5:50 on the clock. Lots of good passing here by Bloomer. They're not trying to force. They're taking what open passes. They're trying to find any creases they can. There's Meyer inside. Oh, a little jump hook, and it's off. Rebounded by Mattson. Over to Ellie Bailey. Bailey brings it up against Seibel. Bloomer is looking to double-team. Jump whenever they get a chance. Michael Sanders over. Ball is blocked. Tipped that time. Rebounded by Mattson. He misses. Rebounded by Samantha Meyer. And it's going to be a foul this time. Michael Sanders is going to pick up the foul. It'll be the fourth team foul on Chitek. Score is still 15-10. With 5:18 under the second period. Simmers brings the ball up. Substitutions coming in for Chitek. Danielle Akins and Espamer will come in. Kelsey Seibel, jump stop into the lane, up and in. Very aggressive move as Kelsey Seibel faked the pass down to the corner, drove hard to her left into the lane, came to a jump stop, popped very quickly from about 12 feet and knocked it home. Bloomer is now up 17-10, and Chitek is forced to take their second timeout of the first half as Coach Lee Killeran does not want Bloomer to go off one of their runs. In that first game, Bloomer did not shoot well, but they rebounded well enough to get second opportunities, even third opportunities, and keep a lead on Chitek for most of the game. Coach Killeran is looking at the same prospects here, except that Bloomer is shooting much better than they had been earlier in the season. Kind of hard to see. The lights are really bright in this gym. Or it could be the reflections off Coach Steffen's head. So if I miss a call, I've got an excuse. Oh, Coach Steffens is here sitting in front of us. Longtime Bloomer football coach. Coached in Chitek for many years as he taught here. So he has ties certainly to both schools, but he is all for Bloomer tonight. All right, back to the action. Chitek will bring the ball in play. Full court pressure, man pressure again. Into Ellie Bailey. Zone press this time. Bailey, a long swing pass to number 22, sophomore Spamer. Guarded by Crystal Park. Deflected. Uh-oh, there's a foul for Jordan Olson. Ooh, that ball trickled into Danielle Akins. Jordan Olson made a dive at that, got a hold of her wrist, and officials are right there to call her third foul. She has picked up two very weak fouls that I'm sure frustrates her and Coach Wilson. It's really going to cut into Bloomer's depth when they lose one player to the bench. So 4:51 in the second period. Jordan Olson is going to go to the bench. Oh, there's a mistake on the inbounds defense. Mattson is left wide open on the block. Simple pass and layup, and Chitek scores 17-12. Ball on top to Crystal Parr. Chitek in a 2-3 zone now. Inside to Sam. She bobbles the ball, tipped away. Sam from the free throw line. And it rolls in. Beautiful pass from Megan Sivers. Megan had driven the baseline, found Sam standing all alone on the free throw line. She hit softly off that front rim and knocked it in. Ellie Bailey from the free throw line. Off, rebounded by Kelsey Seibel. Oh, they're going to call foul on Seibel. That was a long rebound. Coach Wilson is questioning that call, as are the Bloomer fans. That'll put should check in the bonus with Matson shooting a 1-1. Seibel's first foul, 17th foul. 19-12, Bloomer has the lead. Matson goes to the line for the 1-1. Shot is off, long rebound taken by Bailey. Stripped by Redeker. She knocks it into Myers. Great play by Bridget Redeker. Just 100% hustle. Inside to Samantha. Back to the top of the key. Sivers into Seibel. Top of the key again. Timeout for Bloomer. Coach Wilson wants to talk it over as they attack this 2-3 zone. That was a terrific play as Ellie Bailey picked up the long rebound as she brought it down on a power dribble to go to the basket. Bridget Redeker reached in, knocked it off her leg, and as it was about to go out of bounds, Bridget dove, snapped it back into Sam Meyer, and Bloomer brought it back up the floor. They really need Redeker to play well tonight with Amber Holmey out for the season. They lose her 10 points a game plus her point guard leadership. They can handle the point guard loss, but can they handle the 10-point scoring loss? Bridget Redeker has done a nice job coming in off the bench. Kelsey Seibel has done a nice job stepping into that starting spot. Bloomer brings it inbounds into the corner to Bridget Redeker. Swing it out to Seibel, back top of the key between the rings. Sivers trying to drive, tipped away by Nicole Christensen, and she's going to body up on Seibel and pick up her second foul. That's going to force Coach Killeran to take Christensen out of the game here. Solem will come back in. But any time Christensen and Bailey are off the floor, Chautauqua certainly is not going to be the same team. Into the backcourt, long pass dug out by Sam Myers all the way to the Bloomer free throw line. Up on the wing to Sivers, over to Seibel, back to Sivers. Sivers with a long three. Oh, it just rolls in and out. Good shot, about a 23-footer by Sivers as they did not pick her up. Ellie Bailey brings it up the floor. Tipped by Sivers. Double dribble call by, Coach Killeran is wild as that ball was tipped by Sivers. But they must have seen Bailey bring it down with two hands on the dribble. There was the call. One way or another, that was the call. Sivers brings it over to Alicia Schemenauer in the game now. Long three-pointer by Sivers. Off, rebounded by Schemenauer. Oh, she drops it out of bounds. Came right to her. Took her eye off it momentarily and dropped it. Still 19-12. 3 minutes left in the ball game in the second period. Into a Svamer. She'll bring it up against Schemenauer. She's a quick little sophomore guard. Off to Solem. Short. We've got a push this time as Matson knocked Meyer to the ground. That'll be the 16th foul. And Matson will pick up her second foul. No, that's only her first. But they're going to bring in Sanders to replace her. Christensen will come back in the game. Coach Killeran does not want Chautauqua to fall behind. They just don't figure that Bloomer's defense is going to crack. Crystal Parr from outside. Three for Crystal Parr from 22 feet. A quick shot as they had switched wings on the defensive look here. And Crystal Parr knocked it home. Solem with a long three off. Rebounded by Bridget Redeker. And a foul by Michael Sanders, and Redeker will go to the line for the 1-1 as Bloomer has now jumped to a commanding 22-12 lead as Crystal Parr nailed her second three-pointer of the game from 23 feet. They had been running Crystal on the left wing. They switched her over to the right where Seibel had been. Chautauqua did not see the adjustment because they had been jumping out on Crystal Parr but playing softer on Seibel. The free throw by Redeker is off. Rebounded by Sanders. Christensen brings it up into the corner to Solem. Solem is a three-point shooter, but she has not been knocking anything down. Ellie Bailey has not had many looks. Schemenauer guarding Bailey. Bailey trying to work her. Got it on the baseline. And we've got a foul call. She beat Schemenauer on a hesitation dribble, and Bridget Rediger came to her rescue, but Bridget got a hip out there and had body contact, so Ellie Bailey will go to the line. Two shots. First one is up and good. Bailey's a dynamite free throw shooter. As we said, the 16.3 average, she leads the conference in scoring. A 55% shooter from the floor. Second shot is good. 22-14. 2:07 on the clock. Looks like we are back to a man-to-man. Yep. Jatek jumps into that man-to-man. Bloomer had made their adjustments. Now they're going to play cat and mouse with Bloomer again. Down in the corner to Sam Meyer, looking for the cutter, Alicia Schemenauer. Passes to Crystal Parr. Crystal Parr, quick three. And the ball was way off to the left. It looked like that ball was tipped as Crystal Parr, you know, as accurate as she is, certainly wouldn't throw the ball 5 feet to the left of the basket. But there was no call, so Chitek will take control. Inside to Matson, a little jump shot, and it's good as both the big girls are out for Bloomer. They went right inside immediately to Matson. 22-16. Quick 4 points by Chitek has stopped the Bloomer onslaught. Sam Meyer will check back into the game. Jordan Olson has three fouls, so she's not going to get off that pine until the second half. Oh, high pass from Parr over Rediger's head. Controlled by Sanders, off to Nicole Christensen. With that small lineup, Bloomer is just not having much success. Oh, Nicole Christensen forces a shot, and that's a questionable call as she jumped back into the defense from being straight under the basket. Kelsey Seibel's going to pick up her second foul. Christensen got herself in a position where she simply could not do anything with the basketball and just jumped back into the defender to try and create a shot. Hit off the bottom of the backboard, but officials bailed her out with the foul call as she jumped back into Seibel. Free throw up and good. Here's the second one. It's also good. Chitek is back to within four at 22-18. Christensen and Bailey. The Rocks of Chitek have once again righted the ship. Crystal Parr on the left takes the screen. She's got a shot from the wing. Off the three-pointer run down by Sam Meyer. Into Seibel. Seibel back into the corner to Meyer. Meyer dribbles to the baseline. Steps on the baseline. It'll be Chitek ball with 29 seconds left. I'll tell you, that second timeout by Coach Killeran was what he needed. 22-12. Chitek has answered with six straight points. There's a blocking foul in the backcourt by Sivers. That'll send Christensen to the line with a chance to cut it to a two-point Bloomer lead. Second foul by Megan Sivers. Bloomer slowly picking up fouls on their starters. Olson with three. Sivers with two. Kelsey Seibel with two. First shot by Christensen is good. Bailey and Christensen are excellent free throw shooters. Christensen has entered league play with 89% free throw percentage. And she has knocked down four in a row here. Got to be up to close to 90% now. 23 seconds. Bloomer will go for one shot as Sibbers walks it up the floor. Over to Parr. Parr has a look from three. It's off again. Rebounded by Christensen with 9 seconds. She's going to make a run. Cut off by Sam Meyer. She throws it up and off. Rebounded by Matson. She throws it in. Tie game. Chitek answered back with 10 straight points. 22-22. Christensen threw a wild shot off the board. Matson, the only force inside for Chutek. Just planted herself in the middle of the lane. Took the long rebound. Dropped it up with 1 second on the clock to make it 22-22. Well, the momentum certainly is in Chutek's court now. Jordan Olsen going out at the five-minute mark had a big impact on Bloomer's effort. Sam Meyer had to come out for a breather. When they went small, they had no chances to hit the offensive boards and get back into the game with that kind of scoring. Crystal Parr went cold at the end of the second period, but as streak shooters do go, she can come right back out and hit five in a row. I'm sure Coach Wilson won't tell her anything but shoot that open shot. So with our halftime score, 22-22, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Bloomer Lady Hawk basketball in Chutek. This is Steve Krueger for West Wisconsin Sports. Welcome back to second half action as we rejoin the beginning of the second half with the score 22-22 as Bloomer had jumped to a 22-12, a commanding lead with 3 minutes left in the second period. Coach Killeran called a timeout right at the ship and Chutek answered with 10 straight points. And they got themselves into a tie ball game at halftime, and it is back to the opening tip-off as we are going to play 16 more challenging minutes here, maybe even some overtime. In that first half, leading scorers for Bloomer, Crystal Parr with two threes and a basket for 8 points. Sam Meyer hit four baskets for 8 points. Kelsey Seibel chipped in with two. Megan Sibbers and Jordan Olsen reach had 2 points. For Chutek, the 1-2 punch of Ellie Bailey and Nicole Christensen. Bailey with eight, Christensen with seven, but it's been Allison Madison, the surprise, with 6 points and a slew of rebounds as she has done a great job inside. They also picked up 1 point for Danielle Akins as only four girls scored, but three of them produced 21 of the 22 points. Rebounding, Bloomer is ahead in that area. Out-rebounding Chutek 13-11. Bloomer has six offensive rebounds to 3-4 Chutek. That was a very worrisome area, but they have not been able to turn those into put-back points, so Chutek has dodged a bullet. The one telling statistic in that first half, Chutek 9 for 11 from the free throw line, Bloomer 0 for 1. Nine baskets from that line. That is the difference. Bloomer will start the second half. Shot by Sam Meyer off. Rebounded by Megan Sivers. Pass down to Myers. Overhead and out of bounds. Inbound by Ellie Bailey. Still man-to-man press by Bloomer. Into Solemn, guarded by Parr. Solemn hounded up the court. Nice job dribbling against the pressure by Parr into the front court to Christensen. Over on the wing to Solemn. Down in the corner to Sanders, guarded by Sam Myers. Sanders is not going to make a look in the basket. Long three-pointer. Rebounded by Sanders. Air ball by Nicole Christensen. She picked out of the air by Sanders underneath the basket. She passed it out to Madison off her ankle and out of bounds. Bloomer will take over. Into the front court. Crystal Parr, top of the key. Takes the screen from Sam Myers. Inside to Sam. Off balance. Shot off the wing. 2 points. Ball was tipped by Jordan Olsen on the out of bounds. That'll be a delay of game warning. First one's a freebie. Second one will result in a technical, so don't expect to see that happen again. But Sam Myers made a nice strong move to the basket that time, and from about 6 feet, she knocked in the shot off the backboard for a 24-22 lead. Bloomer is back into a matchup zone inside to Madsen. on Jordan. Sivers hounding Christensen. Inside to Michael Sanders. Off. Oh, easy shot that just would not go down. Jordan Olsen with the rebound. Up to Parr. Off the wing to Sivers. Stolen by Solom. Off to Christensen. Oh, a left-hander. She missed it. Jordan Olsen with the rebound. There we see Olsen's presence as she has now pulled down back-to-back rebounds for Bloomer. She can't do that sitting on the bench. Man-to-man still four. Shatek into the corner to Kelsey Seibel. A long three. Sam Myers run downs the rebound. You can see that was going to be long. Inside Olsen, back outside. Way high to Sivers into Seibel. Guarded by Bailey. She steps in. Scoop shot. Ellie Bailey picks up the rebound. Hounded by Sivers. Almost turned it over. Bailey just has nowhere to go. She's got the ball knocked away by Parr. Off on the wing to Matheson. She's not going to shoot out there. They give her plenty of room. Oh, Christensen left open. Rebound attempt. Dug out of the right. Sam. Up court to Kelsey Seibel. She's going to go. Oh, she's going to go to the hole. Pass over to Sivers. Inside Olsen. And we got a 3-second call. Kelsey Seibel just lost the dribble. It got down into her feet. And by the time she picked it up, she tried to make a pass. Second pass from Sivers to Olsen. Just wasn't in time to avoid the turnover. Christensen brings the ball up court. Sivers picks her up about midcourt. Hounded this time. Trapping her. Long pass inside to Bailey. Bailey back outside to Christensen. Off the wing to Matheson. Plenty of room. They're going to let her shoot that shot. She takes a line drive jumper off. Rebounded by Crystal Parr. Knocked out of there by Bailey, and Crystal Parr was able to pick up the loose board. Into the corner, Jordan Olsen. Back outside to Sivers. Top of the key, Seibel. She dribbles down to the wing. Reverse the ball. Parr guarded by Solom. Down in the corner to Sam Meyer. Back to the top of the key. Opposite wing. Kelsey Seibel into the corner to Parr. Into Olsen. Rifles a pass out. Bloomer's not handling many of these passes cleanly. That's creating a problem. Sam Meyer back to Sivers on the three-point line. Inside to Sam. Turnaround jumper off. Christensen with the rebound. Back to Bailey in the backcourt. Up to Christensen. Hounded by Sivers. Great defensive effort by Bloomer. They are just not able to match the same shooting intensity that Chitek is showing. Solomon with an open three-pointer. In and out. Rebounded by Sam Meyer. Oh, that looked like it was down. And it just rattled around and bounced out. Bloomer slows it down. Trying to look for a cutter against this man coverage now. Seibel throws a wild left-hander up. Rebounded by Solom. She brings it up the floor. Nobody picks her up. Into Matheson. There's a little jump shot. Basket. Bloomer got disorganized on that change of possession there. And Matheson knocked it down as she has now 8 points. Sam Meyer leads all scorers with 10. Matheson and Bailey each have 8 for Chitek. Parr down in the corner. Switch off by Matheson. There's a mismatch they're looking for. Switch back quickly. Nice job by Chitek. Solomon has been hounding Parr. Into the corner. Back to Sam Meyer. She saves it after it bounces off her knee into Seibel. Seibel back to Sivers. On to top by Parr. And she's just going to put it under her arm and let everybody catch their breath. Crystal runs through the cut. Coming off another screen. There's the three-pointer. Good! She used a double screen off top. Finished off by Sam Meyer. And she knocked it home. If she gets hot, that could be the end of things for Chitek as she went cold in the second period. She now has 11 points. Gives Sam Meyer an assist there just with a great screen to get her loose on that wing. There's the inbound pass Oh, it's knocked around. Nice job by Alicia Schemenauer into the game as she tips it away from the Spamer. And Megan could not get the ball back until it was a jump ball. Chautauqua will take over again, though, but they will go back to Bloomer. Into the corner, back up on top to Bailey. Now guarded by Sivers. Tough right-handed shot by Bailey. They got to give her help. When she gets in the lane against Sivers, they got to jump on top and give her some help. Down inside, Bridget Rediger is fouled as she is on the block, takes the short shot, and is bodied up by Danielle Akins. So she'll go to the line for two. Scores now 27-26 as Chautauqua trails by one. The par three-pointer answered by Bailey's running left-hander in the lane. Rediger up and, oh, rolls off. Hung on the rim and dropped off. Bloomer is now 0 for 2 for the game from the free throw line. Rediger, second shot, up short. Christensen with the rebound. Long pass to Akins. And we've got a foul. Bloomer has just got to run. Christensen and Bailey are tall. They handle the ball so well. If they see any opening down court, they'll get somebody the basketball. Number 23, Alicia Schemenauer, picks up, no make that, Crystal Parr picks up her second foul. Danielle Akins on the line, knocks it down. She's got 2 points in the game on free throws. All, second throw coming. Akins off this time. Sam Meyer with another rebound. Alicia Schemenauer brings it up on the wing to Seibel. Back to the top. Inside to Sam Meyer. She's bumped. Oh! Great drop step move by Sam Meyer that time. We don't see enough of that from Sam as she powered in, was hammered that time by Mattson. Mattson picks up her second foul. Thought that ball was going to go in, but again, it just rolled off just like the free throw previously. Sam up. That one rolls off. Bloomer is keeping Chautauqua in this game with their free throw shooting. Sam well off that time. Bloomer missed 4 straight free throws. Nicole Christensen with the basketball coming up the floor, looking down inside, trying to find Mattson on the mismatch. Alicia Schemenauer guarding Mattson. That ball hits the front rim, crawls over. Chautauqua takes a 29-27 lead. Schemenauer at 5'6", got pinned against the 6'1". Mattson. And could not do anything about that shot. There's a lob pass into Sam Meyer, tipped away on the backside by Akins. Good help defense by Akins that time. Would have been a sure 2 points for Samantha. Inbounds pass. Off the wing to Sivers. Sivers penetrates, right-handed running, is dug out of there by Seibel. Parr to the rack. She can't buy a basket. Rebounded by Seibel. And we've got a jump ball as Nicole Christensen smothered that shot by Seibel. Bloomer will take over. But Seibel is just being her bulldog self again as she dug out a couple balls, got rebounds there. Just a great effort. Inside to Sam Meyer. There's the reach-in foul. Ellie Bailey will pick up her second foul. Bloomer's being much more aggressive inside. They haven't been making the free throws, but if they can get Chautauqua into foul trouble, that would be a big factor. Sivers down inside two. Bridget Rediger rebounded on the backside off that wild shot. On the top two, Sivers. Sivers hesitates, won't take the shot against Nicole Christensen. She does force up a wild three-pointer, doesn't even draw the rim. She hesitated on the first shot, then felt like she had to get the second one. A little off balance as she's dribbling hard to her left. Springfield, 29-27, Chautauqua. Inbounded to Megan Espamer. She brings it up the floor, guided by Parr. Ball is knocked off the hands of Ellie Bailey. Picked up past the Seibel. Seibel driving down the left side. Is hit hard by Matson. Matson will pick up her third foul. Great effort that time by Seibel. With Matson closing in, Seibel didn't back off and took the hit going to the line for two throws. But the big effort there is getting the third foul on Matson. And Seibel knocks down a free throw as Bloomer finally scores from the free throw line. Seibel up and in again as she gets him down. 29-29, 38 seconds left in this third quarter. 20-22, 22-22 at the half. Now it's 29-29. Reach in by Seibel. That'll be her third foul with 27 seconds. See if Coach Wilson will make a substitution and let her play for these 27 seconds. Ellie Bailey to throw it in. Lob in deep to Nicole Christensen. Tipped by Megan Simmers. Taken by Seibel. Knocked away from her. Stolen back by Solem. Seibel tried to dribble through a crowd. Blocked by Sam Meyer. Christensen tried to go inside. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, five. Simmers from midcourt. Bridget Rediger all alone in the corner. Off. Rebounded by Seibel, blocked by Christensen. Lots of action there at the end. Rediger had a wide open shot off the pass from Sibbers. Missed the 10-footer. Seibel got the rebound quickly, put it back up, but Christensen was there to knock it out of bounds. And there's the buzzer. Wow. Only 7 points for each team in that quarter. But end-to-end action. Girls basketball at its finest as these two teams have come into this game both highly recognized in the state polls, both tied for first place in the conference. Chautauqua's only loss coming in the early matchup to Bloomer. Wow, he couldn't ask for more in this game. One of the biggest mysteries of the year will be how did Bloomer ever lose on the road to Cumberland? Cumberland with only a 1-9 record in conference has had some misfortune lately, but before that they had not been playing good basketball as well. So here we go, folks. Fourth quarter. Chautauqua will start off with the basketball. Christensen into Espamer. Bloomer comes out in a matchup zone. Looking for those cutters as Bloomer slides through. A long skip pass by Christensen off the fingertips of Solem. Jessica could not handle that pass one-handed. It went off her hand out of bounds, and Bloomer will take over. Matson's going to come back into the game. She was on the bench for just a short period. She has three fouls. Coach Killeran just has to have that rebounding in the game. Chautauqua will start out this quarter man-to-man. Parr will get the screen. Inside bounce pass to Sam Meyer. Off her ankles. Sam just took her eye off that pass. Missed it. Had an opportunity to go to the basket. Chautauqua will pick up that miscue now. Christensen guarded by Sibbers, cross court to Matson, up on top to Ellie Bailey. Seibel guarding her with three fouls. They want to clear out. They want Bailey to go to work on her. Sibbers on the lob pass into Christensen. Fouls Christensen. That'll be her third foul. With 7 minutes left now, both teams are starting to accumulate a little bit of foul trouble. Sibbers done a magnificent job on Christensen, pounding her relentlessly all over the floor. Inside, Sanders back out to Ellie Bailey from 18 feet. Off Sam Meyer with another big rebound. Sam has just been a monster on the boards tonight. Crystal Parr dribbles off. Left wing to Megan Sivers. Sivers back top the key to Seibel. Off to Parr. Right wing. Looking down low. Nobody open. They'll be patient. Seibel looking for Sam. Back out to Parr. Inside out passing. Sivers patiently against Christensen. Inside to Sam Meyer. To Jordan Olsen. Down low. Back out top. We're being very, very patient here. Into Jordan Olsen. Sanders went for the steal. Olsen hung on to the ball and dropped in the two-footer. Bloomer goes back on top, 31-29. That's not the best place to go after a steal attempt. If you miss it, it's money. Jordan Olsen converted. Jordan Olsen was able to play that third quarter without picking up her fourth foul. So now that fourth quarter has begun, she can be a real factor for the Lady Hawks. Ball is tipped out of bounds under the stick basket. Ellie Bailey will throw it in. 5-second violation. Good, tough defensive presence there by Bloomer. Bailey could not find any of her teammates open before she got the ball in bounds. Officials called that 5-second call. Bloomer will take over on the turnover. Crystal Powell bring the ball up with 6 minutes on the clock, and Bloomer ahead by two. Crystal Parr drives down the lane, off to Olsen. Olsen bobbles, kicks it outside to Seibel. Back to Parr, over to Megan Sivers, takes the screen by Sam Meyer. Sam top pops out, back on the wing. She'll drop back down low, inside to Sam. She's going to take a little jump shot off the wing, and she knocks home the eight-footer. 12 points for Sam. She's had a big game. Danielle Akins takes the ball into the front court, off to Solem. Christensen inside to Matson. Quick turnaround jumper off Sam Meyer with another rebound. 4-point lead for Bloomer. 5.5 minutes left. They've been playing very patiently, trying to pound the ball down inside. Not worried about the shots outside that aren't there. It's also been reducing some of the energy they need to expend here. They don't have to sub. Oh, tough pass that time. We got a jump ball situation. Jordan Olsen got on the floor after that. That hard low pass into the post skipped off Sam Meyer's hands. And Jordan Olsen dove in there, got that body on the floor. And Bloomer will take the ball out of bounds underneath. Well done by Jordan Olsen. Every possession is key. And Tech will take a timeout with 5 minutes and 9 seconds on the floor. Bloomer with a 33-29 lead. Sam Meyer has 10 points for Bloomer. Crystal Parr with 3 three-pointers and a 2 has 11. Ellie Bailey is the leading scorer for Chautauqua with 10. They did not get to the free throw line in the third quarter after going 9 for 11 in the first half. Well, excuse me, that's there. Danielle Akins made 1 out of 2. So they are now 10 for 13. Bloomer brings the ball in into Sivers. Man-to-man defense by Chautauqua. Sivers hounded by Christensen, off to Parr. Parr showing that senior experience as she holds the ball, looking into the high post. Jordan Olsen holds the ball high, swings it back out to Parr. Bloomer is content to swing the ball outside. There's a wow. Sam Meyer set the screen on the wing. Sivers drove down the baseline, spotted Jordan Olsen on the far block with a pass that she was able to thread through. Olsen knocked it down. 35-29. Chautauqua comes down. Christensen spin move in the lane. Kicks it out to Solem, who knocks down the three. 35-31. All I can say is she had a foot on the line. 2 points. So it's still a 4-point lead for Bloomer. Suddenly we have some action after a rather conservative scoring quarter. Down inside to Sam Meyer. She's got Ellie Bailey. Ellie Bailey, a hand check. Official let that go. And she put a hand right on her shoulder and kept her from driving. Sam tries to kick it across, and it is just that. Kicked out of bounds by Shatek. Boomer will throw it in. Seibel with the inbound pass to Jordan Olsen. Kick it outside to Sam. Over to Sivers. On the wing to Seibel again. Crystal Parr on top. Hounded by Hispamer this time. Famer's a quick little sophomore guard. Nice spin move by Crystal Parr. She goes to the basket, and she is fouled. Crystal will go to the line. She's a dynamic free throw shooter as well, as she shoots 81% in conference play. Famer will pick up the foul, but Crystal Parr will have two throws. First one is off. Wow. Bloomer has made only two free throws tonight and plenty of opportunities. Her second throw is good. 36-31. Crystal Parr now has 12 points. It's a man-to-man full court pressure. Christensen does a great job of handling the ball, but Sivers has just not allowed her to get into the scoring. She's been trying these spin dribbles, and she's very good at it with that big body of small guards. Famer into the corner, kicks it out to Matson. Matson at 22 feet isn't going to shoot from there. Ellie Bailey, top of the key. Bailey hasn't had many opportunities. Seibel is looking at the spin dribble. She steals it. She rifles it to Parr. Parr has it tipped away. Bailey picks it up, and she goes down on the left side at Sam Meyer. Throws up a left-hander. Sam tries the block, but she hits her with the body. Bailey will go to the line. Bloomer almost had the breakout, too, when Seibel threw that ball out between defenders. It hit Crystal Parr in the leg. It wasn't anything either player could do about that unfortunate turn of events. Ellie White knocks down the first one, 36-32. Second free throw coming, and it is off. Rebounded by Sam Meyer. She ripped that one down. 4-point lead for Bloomer. Timeout for Bloomer. Shatek was coming with full court man-to-man pressure. Juan Wilson wanted to talk about it. Taking a full timeout. 3 minutes and 2 seconds on the clock. Bloomer 36-32. We have a nail biter. Nobody with four fouls, so Bloomer can play tough defense, and they have been doing it. Megan Sivers has been amazing tonight, as she has been all over Nicole Christensen, minimized her scoring. Christensen was able to get a three-pointer early in the game to actually open up Shatek's scoring, and she has been limited to four free throws since then, in part to the outstanding defensive effort by Megan Sivers. Ellie Bailey has 12 points now. She is just slowly and quietly keeping Shatek in this game. Nothing too flashy. She has 6 free throws, now 5 free throws, making 11 points. 5 free throws out of 6 attempts. All right, Bloomer will bring the ball up the floor. Sivers to trigger the inbounds pass. Crystal Parr takes the ball, bringing the ball up court against Nicole Christensen. Backcourt cut by Kelsey Seibel, and a basket. They have been being very patient on the outside. They made eye contact off the wing, and Crystal Parr hit Seibel in stride for the basket. What a terrific execution play by Crystal Parr, as she freed up with just eye contact Kelsey Seibel for the basket. 38-32. Famer down court off the wing, back to Matson up high. They're trying to pull Jordan Olsen away from the basket, but Bloomer does not want to see. Oh, there's a block that time off the rebound by Matson. Nicole Christensen with a second shot. Christensen crashes the boards. Who's going to be on? They're going to call it on Jordan Olsen. That could have gone either way. Christensen missed a long shot. Manson rebounded, blocked from behind by Sivers. Christensen threw up another rock and went to the hole, and that's where the foul occurred. She throws it inbounds to Spamer. Off to Solem. Rebounded this time off Manson's miss by Samantha Meyer. Who else? Her rebound totals must be amazing. Sam off the wing. She is going to get fouled by Ellie Bailey. Sam was not going to shoot. She was looking for a pass and just kept pivoting. Found herself with a defender on the backside. Took the jump shot, and Ellie Bailey jumped in, fouled her. Ellie Bailey picks up her third, but Sam goes to the line for two free throws. First one is short. Be nice if she'd make one. 1:50 on the clock, 38-32 Bloomer. Second free throw for Samantha. Up and off. 38-32. Free throws have been haunting Bloomer. Fourth timeout taken by Shatek. If Bloomer had hit half their free throws, they'd have a comfortable lead. Sam Meyer has been amazing on the backboard. She has been taking virtually every defensive rebound for Bloomer, limiting Shatek to one shot. Bloomer has made two free throws tonight out of 10 attempts. 10 attempts, so they're only at 20%. Shatek, meanwhile, is 10 for 13, so there's an 8-point spread. I can do the math. I have some of the people in the stands baffled here. But then again, he might be from Shatek. No, I'm just kidding, Coach Stefan again. All right, Shatek will put the ball in play. 1:45 on the clock. Down by six. They need a basket on this possession. Christensen hounded again by Sivers. She's going to go to the hole. Throws up a left-hander. She forces the contact. Sivers bumps her with the body on a wild left-handed shot. And Sivers is in a tough spot there because of the size mismatch. And Christensen just throws her body forward, making the contact. Officials have to make a call. So Christensen will go to the line as a 90% free throw shooter. First one is good. 38-33. Only 5 seconds to get those 2 points if she knocks the second one down. And it is off this time. Guess who rebounded it? You bet. Sam Meyer. She dove up into the lane and took that out of the hands of Ellie Bailey and muscled it back. Bailey commits her fourth foul. That's the good news. The bad news is Bloomer's back on the free throw line. With a 1-1, can Sam Meyer redeem herself? Up and nothing but net. The Bloomer crowd erupts as Bloomer has finally put a free throw on the board in the fourth quarter. 39-33. Second free throw for Samantha. It's long. Long rebound. Kelsey Seibel bounces it off of the foot of Ellie Bailey. It looked like it was off Kelsey Seibel, but we'll take the call. Bloomer will take over with 1:37 and a 6-point lead. They run a line into Jordan Olsen. Olsen had about a 10-foot shot, elected to take time off the clock. Smart play. Crystal Parr hounded that time by Nicole Christensen. But Crystal is a great ball handler. Over to Seibel. Seibel is fouled quickly by Jessica Solem. Looks like Shatek is not going to hesitate to use their 1-1 fouls here to save some time. Seibel will take a 1-1. Shot up and in. They'll peck away one free throw at a time if that's what it takes. 40-33, 1:25 on the clock. Kelsey Seibel with her second shot. That little rocker motion. She is short. Rebounded by Ellie Bailey. Bailey is going to take it coast to coast into a 10-foot shot and up and good. You can see that coming all the way. Ellie Bailey was not going to give that ball up. A 5-point game. The ball is brought up the floor by Megan Sivers into Jordan Olson, top of the key to Crystal Parr. They're not going to foul Parr if they can help it either. Crystal Parr out to Jordan Olson, back out on top to Sivers. Time running off. Solom commits the foul on Seibel. 56.3 seconds. Well, still 1-1. Kelsey Seibel has got to make a free throw. Crowd is quiet on the Chautauqua side. Boomer is just wildly ecstatic as they have the 5-point lead with just under a minute to play. Rocker move and another miss by Seibel on the 1-1. Matson rebounds off to Nicole Christensen, guarded by Parr coming up the floor. Christensen with a wild left-hander again. That is the third time she has thrown that up and gotten the foul as Sam Meyer picks up the foul again. If they would not go for the block, they would have a better chance of rebounding that ball because Christensen is just throwing up wild running left-handers. Third foul on Samantha. Christensen goes to the line for two. She rolls it in. As a 90% free throw shooter, she's likely to make these two. She's already missed her one for the night. 40-36, 49 seconds. Up and off. Rebounded. Fought in the corner. Oh, Kelsey Seibel digs it out of the corner, and she is fouled immediately. Great hustle by Seibel. That ball came off long as Christensen missed her second free throw. That's news. Kelsey Seibel is going to go back to the line for two this time. Bloomer with a 4-point lead and 45.8 seconds. Seibel's got to make one out of two. Does this goofy looking little rocker step. Quick shot and off again. Missed shots at the free throw line are contagious. No doubt about that. Any coach will tell you that. Seibel, here she goes. Second shot. And it rolls out. Christensen gets the ball from Matson's rebound. She's going to bring it up hard against Parr. Spin dribble. Back to Ellie Bailey. Ellie Bailey drives down the lane. Hit by Jordan. Rebounds it. That ball is going to be off. Oh, Bailey missed the free throw. It's going to be knocked off Crystal Parr's head. Oh, Ellie Bailey is just going to kick herself. She missed a one-footer. Ellie Bailey never does that. 31 seconds. Chautauqua has the ball underneath. Christensen to inbounds pass. Out deep to Ellie Bailey. Off the wing. Christensen. Megan has. Sivers has it. Christensen. What do we have? The ball was tipped. Coach Wilson is wild. As Christensen went through the lane, the ball was tipped. She caught it and came down. Then she threw up a shot and was fouled by Jordan Olson. Jordan Olson will foul out of the game. That will be her fifth foul. Christensen with two shots can pull Chautauqua within two. She misses another one. Three free throws tonight. She hasn't done that all season long. She came into conference play making 38 out of 43 with only five misses. And she has missed three of her last five. This one is good. A three-point game as Chautauqua with 23.6 seconds takes their last time out. They've got two play defense now. Bloomer has not been making free throws. Will they go after Kelsey Seibel, who has not been able to make a free throw? Sam Meyer has had trouble with free throws. It remains to be seen whether they're going to play defense, but with 23.6 on the clock, they don't have much time for Bloomer to hold on to the basketball because they've got to score three themselves. I would look for Chautauqua to go after the steal hard, maybe a quick double-team trap somewhere on the floor, and then if they don't get that, commit the foul, trying to get the Hawks on the line with about 17 or 18 seconds left. Full court pressure. Full court man-to-man pressure this time. Bridget Redinger will inbounds the pass. Bloomer will run a line, just like an out-of-bounds play, into Crystal Parr. Crystal Parr is going to dribble up the floor. She's going to split the defense over to Bridget Redinger into the front court, down into Sivers, but she is fouled by Megan Spamer. 16.4 on the clock. They tried to get the double team. Crystal Parr split it. Pass up court to Bridget Redinger. Redinger now has two free throws as they are in the double bonus. She can get one to drop. First free throw is good! That rolled around the rim, hit the backboard, came back off and dropped. A four-point lead with 16.4. A critical free throw for Bridget Redinger. Second free throw is off. Rebounded by Bailey. Again, Bailey will go coast-to-coast on this. Double dribble. She was thinking about passing the ball, hesitated as it hit both hands. Fisher was right in front of the play. Four-point lead. They foul Crystal Parr. Crystal will go to the line for two with 9.5 seconds in the game. It's not over, but it's over. Coach Killerin wanted an explanation, but that happened directly in front of the official. He had his eyes on that. He was 100% positive of that call as Ellie Bailey, and Ellie Bailey did not complain. Crystal Parr misses her first free throw. She's an 81% free throw shooter. Her second one is off as well. Matson is dribbling the ball. She double dribbles. Ellie Bailey and Nicole Christensen ran away from her as she was looking for an outlet pass. And she put the ball down twice. Oh, what a crucial mistake. There's the ball inbound this time to Parr. She's fouled by Christensen. 4.7 left. And with no timeout, even if Chautauqua were to score, Bloomer wouldn't have to put the ball in play. So unless Bloomer does something foolish, they have this win in the books. They will take the conference lead. And certainly, with the schedule left, they are going to be the favorites to win the Heart of the North Conference. Crystal Parr knocks down her first free throw, 42-37. 12 points for Crystal. Her second one is up, and it also falls in. 43-37. Christensen will take a long three-pointer off the rim. And Bloomer has a 43-37 win over the Chautauqua Bulldogs as they take control of the Heart of the North Conference. Chautauqua falls to 9-2. Bloomer jumps to 10-1. That is only the second loss on the season as Chautauqua falls to 14-2 and both defeats at the hands of the Lady Hawks from Bloomer. Bloomer jumps into a 14-2 overall record and that 10-1 conference record. Wow, this was everything it was expected and more. Sam Meyer was amazing in the second half. I'd say this game hinged on two important keys, Sam Meyer and her rebounding, plus the 12 points she provided in the post, and Megan Sivers' amazing defensive effort on Nicole Christensen. The tall point guard from Chautauqua just did not have any breathing room all night long. Give Sivers a ton of credit. Crystal Parr came through with a solid 13 points as she has renewed her confidence in the second half of the season with her shooting. Bridget Redinger played an outstanding game off the bench. Kelsey Seibel, what can you say about her bulldog mentality? I know I keep using that word, but she gets to loose balls that nobody else on the floor would ever even think of. So Lon Wilson will sleep well tonight, probably after he takes about 5 hours to calm down. And Bloomer has a hard-earned win, 43-37, over the Chautauqua Lady Bulldogs. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast. This is Steve Kruger for West Wisconsin Sports saying good night, and we will be back with Bloomer basketball against the Hayward Hurricanes next week.